السلام عليكم. السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقل رب أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Congratulations on the new year and on the anniversary of the birth of the seal of the messengers Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi and his grandson, the sixth Imam, Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam. Many people make New Year's resolutions for the New Year, and they decide many things. They write them down that in this New Year we're going to do such and such. But most of these resolutions, they remain intact, just like the United Nations resolutions. For men, typically their resolutions is that if he's not working, he's going to find a job. If he has a job, he's going to search for a better job, a better income for his family, to make his family happy. Some of them, they decide that I will quit smoking. Some of them, they will quit drugs and alcohol and this and that. And for women also, there are some special resolutions. You can understand them from the ads on the TV. You know, when you look at TV, you know the type of resolutions women make, you know, losing weight and so on and so forth. But all these resolutions are good for our improvement, for our growth, for our development, to be better people in the family, in the society, in the community. But also there are resolutions that oftentimes people do not speak about them. They do not think about them. And these are moral, ethical, spiritual resolutions that we must work not only on our bodies, but on our souls, on our spirits, on our manners, on our akhlaq, how to bring about real spiritual growth, spiritual development, how to work on our relationship with our Lord. We need to work on this relationship. What is going to save us from the troubles of this life and the next life is the relationship, the quality relationship we have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what we have to work on. This is what we have to concentrate on and focus on. How to make myself in 2016 and the next years, if we stay alive? How to make myself a better servant of my Lord? How to build this real, sincere relationship with my Lord? How to get closer to my Lord? How to become a better abd, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When that lady said to him, Araka jalisan jalsat al-abd, you sit on the ground, on the floor, like a slave. The Prophet smiled and he said, وَمَنْ أَعْبَدُ مِنِّي? Of course I'm a slave. Who is more sincere in his servitude, in his slavery than me to my Lord? We have to work on these principles. This is what makes our life happy. This is what makes our life safe. This is what makes our life successful. The relationship with our Lord. And I have read this hadith here probably hundreds of times. من أصلح فيما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله فيما بينه وبين الناس. If you are worried about your relationship with people around you, then fix your relationship with your Lord. Once you fix that one, other relationships are going to be fixed. Automatically they're going to be fixed. The problem with us, the reason we have a problem with people around us, because we did not fix the problem, our relationship with the Lord. Our relationship with the Lord is reflected on relationships with people around us. If that relationship is good, then we should not worry about people around us. Automatically we're going to be good and God conscious. And we're going to see God before we see anything else. We see Him. We consider Him. We fear Him. We respect Him. A person who respects his Lord is not going to commit a sin in his life. A person who fears for his relationship with his Lord is not going to violate Allah's rules. So this is a real resolution that we must make to improve, and also ask ourselves on the very first day of this year, 2016, what did we do for our societies? What did we do for our communities? What did we do for our Islam, for our religion? Islam who's under attack. Islam is under ethical attack, propaganda, in the West, in America, in Europe. Every day I read a new report in the papers. Today, this morning, I was reading a report that the Muslims in France are suffering. Their suffering is becoming greater day by day because of discrimination and bias against them. Muslims in America are also suffering. Muslims everywhere. What did we do for that? Is there a solution for it or there is no solution? And if there is a solution, what should I do? What should I do to remove this suffering? To lessen and reduce this suffering? So what did we do for our societies, our communities, our religion? What did we do on a birthday of a person? Usually we provide a gift. These are the days of the birthday of three great leaders: Isa alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa sallam. What sort of gift we can present to them? Are they waiting for a box of chocolate or a bouquet of flowers or a t-shirt? They expect something else from us. The gift that we have to present is to tell them, I'm going to be a better follower of you, a better student of you, a better servant of you and your cause. Those men gave their life for Allah and for the sake of the humanity. What did we give? Shouldn't we give something in return? Also, the New Year is an occasion for us to reflect on our Akhirah, on our final destination. What did we do for the Akhirah? Every day, my friends, we see people left and right. They perish, they go. They travel to their final destination. Almost every day I hear the news of someone either here in this community or other communities in North America, in Europe, in the Middle East. People who were among us, people who we used to see on a regular basis, they are no longer with us. How many people of those who died, we never expected their death because they were young, they were very energetic, they were very lively, they were moving around. But all of a sudden, something happened, and they left. Many of them, they die unexpectedly. So death is reserved for all, not just for one segment of the society. We have to be prepared for that. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ. O man, you have been composed of a number of days. A number of days, they are put together, it makes my life and your life. They are days. He doesn't say years. He says, إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ. These are days. When you put them together, it makes your age and my age, your life and my life. فَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمْضِي فِيكَ يَمْضِي بِبَعْضِكَ. A day that passes by dismantles part of you. Part of us is being dismantled now. Meaning we are heading towards the final day where there is no part is going to remain. We have to think about this. We have to be prepared. We can escape anything except death. Nobody can escape death. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. We cannot escape death. So if we cannot escape death, we have to do something about it. Is death real or not real? Some people say no. Death is just you sleep and you don't feel anything. And then there is nothing beyond that. But this is not real. This is not true. This is not true. Death is real. And the feeling after death is also real. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam says, Inna al-mayyita. Inna al-mayyita. La yasma'u khafqa al-na'ali ala qabrih. When someone passes over his or her grave, the dead person is going to feel. He's going to feel the steps of people who walk above their graves. So we do feel. It's a real place. So we have to be prepared for that, my friends. We have to do something. اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا واعمل لآخرتك كأنك تموت غدا. When it comes to life, work very hard. Be serious. Do not give up. Work, produce, give, contribute, be serious, but also at the same time prepare for your akhirah as if you are dying tomorrow. As if you are going to leave tomorrow. So you have to pack up. You have to prepare. These are the new resolutions. New Year's resolutions are these ones. Not the fake one, I lose a couple of pounds here or there, or I gain, or I... These are cosmetics. But the real one, the one that makes difference in our life, when we think of the Akhirah, that I have been given a number of days. What shall I do? I have no more time to waste. I have to work. and to be prepared for that departure. May this year, inshallah, be a year of peace and happiness and success for all of you, and a year of unity and understanding among the Muslims, inshallah, worldwide. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asr inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu al-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون صدق الله العلي العظيم The subject that I'm going to address in the second sermon, I have mentioned this here many times in the past, but because it is very important subject and it really touches every aspect of our life. And that is the promotion of culture of marriage and family in the community. Today, a big number of our young ones, the young generation, they abstain from marriage for a number of reasons. Some of them claim that we don't get the support of our families. We'd love to get married, but my mother, my father, they oppose, they are against this. They say you are not ready for it. Others, they say, that we are still busy studying. Let me finish my school, let me stand on my feet, and then I will think about it. Others, they really do not want to take life serious. They want to stay happy. They look at marriage as a burden, as chains, you know, handcuffing them. They would lose their freedom, they would lose their life, their liberty. They don't want to be responsible. They don't want to live up to the responsibilities of marital life and family. And many others, when I ask them, they say, we are ready, our families are encouraging us, you know, but I can't find a partner, as if he's living in Jupiter. There is no human beings there. So they cannot find the right partner. Maybe some of these claims are understandable, but we have to address this issue seriously. We have to encourage them. If we want to have less social and ethical problems in our families, in our communities, then we must promote the culture of marriage and family among the young ones. We must promote that. We must encourage them more. We must facilitate marriage for them and make it easy. Allah says, make it easy, I will make your life easy for you. إِنْ يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Don't think about income. Don't think about money. I am the provider. If I find you serious, I'll find you a job. I'll bring you an income. But don't sit at home and do nothing. Be serious. I will be serious too. I will fulfill my promises towards you. إِنْ يَكُونُوا. If they are poor, God is going to enrich them, meaning the husband and the wife, the newlywed, from his own bounties. The Prophet ﷺ says, "An-nikahu sunnati." It's my way of life. What does that mean? It means no complete faith and deen and religion without marriage. You can't. You can't even function in the society to be a normal human being, a contributor towards your society without marriage, without a family. And nikahu sunnati. If you don't want to get married for no reason, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. A person who turned back to my sunnah and my tradition for no reason, he's not of me. He's not following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The institution of marriage and family are the most beautiful institution on earth. You would never be able to find peace anywhere with anything except with your family. Your real family, your real wife and your real children and your real husband. Thus, the Prophet ﷺ says, مَا بُنِيَ بِنَاءٌ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى مِنَ التَّزْوِيجِ. The best foundation that has been built on earth in the eyes of God, maybe there are mansions, palaces, places beautiful, but God says the most beautiful place is the institution of marriage and family. This is very close to me, very dear to me. Allah says, this is very dear to me. The family, when you establish a family, you become very dear to me. So we have to overcome these artificial obstacles that we created. God did not create these for us. We created them. Our customs, our traditions, the Arab tradition, the Iranian tradition, the Afghani tradition, we created them. God did not create these obstacles. God made marriage easy, we complicated. And once we complicate marriage and family, our life is going to be complicated too. So let's solve this problem. This is again one of the resolutions that you have to think about it seriously and do not postpone. Don't postpone. مَنْ أَحَبَّ أَنْ يَلْقَ اللَّهَ طَاهِرًا مُطَهَّرًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلْيَلْقَهُ بِزَوْجَةٍ. If you'd love to stand before your Lord with full confidence, happy, joyful, purified, طَاهِرًا مُطَهَّرًا, you have to meet him with a spouse. God does not want you to come to him single, standing there single, alone, in the mahshar. He wants you to be with your family. فَلْيَلْقَهُ بِزَوْجَةٍ. Stand. And that means a lot. Not just a marriage, but a good marriage, a successful marriage. A marriage that brings people together. The marriage that creates harmony and love and compassion and makes us a true human beings. We exercise our good qualities within the institution of marriage, not outside. Within the institution of marriage. It helps you to be a true human being. A good wife helps you to be closer to God. A good husband helps you to be closer to God. This is the philosophy of marriage. So let's work on this. Let's promote this culture of marriage. I say to some people who say, I'm still studying. I say there is no contradiction between having a family and studying. We did this at the beginning of our years. We were sophomores, the beginning, very beginning of our years. And we enjoyed the studying and we enjoyed marriage, both. There is no contradiction. Someone says, I have to make money 5 years, 7 years, and I will. No, you don't have. Allah will bring you the money. If you are serious, hardworking, the money is there, reserved for you. There is no contradiction between marrying and working at the same time. Marriage is not an obstacle. Marriage makes your life easy, provided that there is understanding. Provided that there is a mutual respect. There is a mutual harmony between the husband and the wife. Some people are not good for marriage, believe me. Some people, it's better for them not to get married. Because they focus on themselves. They believe in self-centeredness. He is important, others are not important. Such a person should remain single until the day of judgment, inshallah. Yeah. He meets Allah single. He tells him, because I love myself, I could not love others. I put myself first. I'm a selfish person. I only consider myself. They don't have the capacity of bringing others on board. Those people, marriage is not good for them. Marriage is going to shatter their lives and the lives of others. They will make others victims. But the vast majority of the people are good for marriage. Marriage works for them. Marriage works for your physical health. This is why if you are, for the car insurance companies, if you are married, they reduce the because they know you are healthy. You are focused. If you are married, if you are single, you are not focused. You get involved in many accidents. So it is good for the physical health, it's good for the mental health, for the spiritual health, and above all, it's good for the whole society. Strong countries, they have strong families, strong marriages. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us so we can establish families and encourage others, our children, our friends, our brothers, our sisters to get married. Get married, since the Prophet says, مَنْ تَزَوَّجَ فَقَدْ أَحْرَزَ نِصْفَ دِينِهِ فَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِي النَّصْفِ الْآخِرِ. Once you get married, you secure 50% of your faith, your iman. You are focused now. You know you have a family, you have to work hard. There is a reason for you to get up in the morning and go to work, because you have children, you have to take care of them. Tomorrow, inshallah, we are celebrating Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please do your prayers, Maghrib and Isha, at home, 5 p.m., because we're beginning at 7 p.m., and we want to organize the room. So we are not going to have Salatul Jama'ah tomorrow. We begin at 7, inshallah, 7:15 sharp, the program begins. And invite your friends, your neighbors, because tomorrow is going to be an interfaith and intrafaith. We have Sunni speakers, we have Jewish speakers, we have Christian speakers. And you have this Al-Abdul Faqir, inshallah, Shia speaker. And you have the kids speaking and the young ones and the old ones like me. So, alhamdulillah, all categories. So we celebrate the Milad of two great leaders, Imam al-Sadiq, the grandson, and the grandfather, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Between Jumu'ah and Asr, Brother Mustafa al-Haq, who is one of my good friends since I came to this country, to America 21 years ago in San Diego. He was a good helper there. He's here from San Diego. He has an announcement regarding the books. And I really urge you to help them financially with their project. They are very good families and very good followers of Ahlul Bayt for the last 30 years in San Diego. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات وحد كلمة المسلمين على الخير والبر والصلاح والتقوى يا أرحم الراحمين ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج قائدنا وإمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد